two testaments with books you can look through. 39 make up the old, 27 in the new. Moses wrote the first 5 books of law we call the Pentateuch. The next 12 books are history, what the Israelites went through. Then you have 5 books of poetry and songs. And you end with 17 prophets, all were used by God. Oh, it's the Bible.
It's the Bible.
Genesis to Revelation, all written down through God's own inspiration. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, Ruth, then 1st and 2nd Samuel, Kings and Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther, Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Song of Solomon, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations, Ezekiel, Daniel, Hosea, Joel, and Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi. We're done. Oh, it's the Bible.
It's the Bible.
The Holy Bible. Genesis to Revelation, all written down through God's own inspiration. Now let's talk New Testament, 27 books in all. The first 4 books are Gospels, telling good news to us all. The 5th book, Acts, is unique in its own way. It tells of Jesus' heavenly flight and the Holy Spirit's day. Next are letters called epistles, and they number 21. And last is Revelation, and our book is almost done. It's the Bible.
It's the Bible.
The Holy Bible.
The Holy Bible.
66 books, Genesis to Revelation, all written down through God's own inspiration. Philippians, Colossians, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, 1st and 2nd Timothy, Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James, 1st and 2nd Peter, 1st, 2nd and 3rd John, Jude and Revelation. It's the Bible. Genesis to Revelation, all written down through God's own inspiration. Hide it in your heart, you'll be a new creation.